Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Telefónica Germany is set to enhance customer service with an expanded 3-year collaboration with Amdocs that now incorporates new generative AI use cases. O2 Telefónica records its best Connect score to date with significant gains in data transmission and crowdsourced performance. And German authorities upgrade the cell broadcast system by integrating a crucial all-clear message in collaboration with major operators, including O2 Telefónica.
The recent report published on Handelsblatt.com sheds light on developments in network expansion regulation, focusing on the significant case of mobile network operator 1&1. The article explains that 1&1 failed to meet its expansion targets, having committed to activating 1,000 antenna sites by the end of 2022, but managing to deploy only 5, citing delivery difficulties with an infrastructure partner as the reason for the shortfall. It further states that despite the significant deviation, the Bundesnetzagentur has decided to end the penalty proceedings against 1&1 following a ruling by the Cologne Administrative Court, which found that the regulatory requirements were imposed unlawfully due to political influence from the Ministry of Transport, then led by Andreas Scheuer. According to the report, although the legal framework could have allowed for continued penalties, potentially reaching up to 50,000 euros per unbuilt site and totaling nearly 50 million euros, the agency relied on the fact that most of the obligations had already been met by now. In contrast, the article also mentions that similar, albeit less severe, shortcomings by other operators such as Telekom, Vodafone, and O2 have been treated with more leniency, emphasizing the broader regulatory context and the aim to maintain competitive market conditions.
In the first report, e-commercemagazine.de explains how Telefónica Germany is planning to enhance its customer experience through an expanded collaboration with Amdocs. The article outlines that the partnership now incorporates additional generative AI use cases, including the deployment of the AMAIZ sales agent to promote new products and automate personalized upselling opportunities. Telefónica Germany will also benefit from an extended 3-year period of using Amdocs' robust billing platform, which currently supports millions of customers across mobile, broadband, TV, and fixed-line services. According to the report, this integration of modern Gen AI functions aims to improve operational efficiency and offer more tailored customer services. The piece cites statements from Malik Rao and Anthony Gunatilaki, emphasizing innovation, revenue growth, and reduced customer acquisition and support expenses as key expected outcomes.
Transitioning to network performance, telecomhandle.de provides insights from the latest Connect mobile network test for the 2025-2026 season. The report confirms that Deutsche Telekom retains the top position in overall network quality, having maintained the highest score after detailed evaluations, including vehicle and smartphone-based testing combined with crowdsourced real-world data. While Vodafone continues to hold second place with improvements in data performance and urban capacity, O2 Telefónica has recorded its best Connect score to date, reaching 937 points with significant gains in data transmission and crowdsourcing measures. Despite these improvements, the network test places O2 Telefónica on third overall, though the narrowing gap between the competitors indicates a more intense market rivalry. The assessment further notes that regional variations persist, with urban areas displaying stable performance while rural regions exhibit greater disparities, suggesting that further investments in 5G standalone and infrastructure along major transport routes could be crucial for future advancements.
In today's briefing on technology and innovation, the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung examines the debate on whether a bubble exists in the artificial intelligence market. The article explains that while Goldman Sachs projects that the 5 largest American cloud providers will invest a staggering $736 billion in data centers by 2025 and 2026, 2/3 of the gains in the S&P 500 are driven by companies benefiting from AI expectations, with NVIDIA now valued higher than all DAX companies combined. It is noted that many companies have not yet demonstrated tangible value from AI, even as its rapid progress continues to promise a complete transformation of society over the medium term. The article further outlines significant challenges, including potential energy bottlenecks, the absence of proven pathways to profitability for major AI ventures, and the high liabilities faced by pure AI startups such as OpenAI, exemplified by Oracle's 10-year cloud deal for $300 billion and the acquisition of NVIDIA chips for a new AI data center in Texas. In conclusion, the report emphasizes that while leading AI providers may eventually secure enormous profits, market corrections remain a possibility if demand falters or strategic moves by competitors like China, which releases advanced open-source AI models, shift the competitive landscape, highlighting both the promising opportunities and substantial risks in the ongoing AI race.
In a recent article from Telterif DE, Vodafone is reported to be launching a special promotion for its Kalia AllNet Flat S tariff during Black Week, targeting new customers with an offer that doubles the usual data volume. The promotion, running from the 11th of November until the 1st of December, provides customers with 30 gigabytes of data for the same price of €9.99 every 4 weeks, while the standard rate after the promotion offers only 25 gigabytes. The article further highlights an enhanced bonus offer for number portability, increasing the usual start bonus from €10 to €30 for those transferring their numbers during the promotion period. Additionally, the tariff continues to include an AllNet and SMS flat for domestic use alongside 200 minutes or 200 SMS for communications within the EU, enhanced by EU roaming and Wi-Fi calling features, making it an appealing choice for users who desire flexibility and no long-term contract. Overall, the promotion is framed as a strategic move by Vodafone to strengthen its market offer, even though the tariff details will change from the 2nd of December with the introduction of new Kalia rates.
The article in Telterif.de discusses the recent confrontation between DNSNet and Deutsche Telekom regarding the fiber optic network expansion in the Berlin district of Altglienicke. It explains that DNSNet, which started its FTTH network build in the spring after being founded in 1998, has been actively pursuing new broadband customers by engaging in door-to-door representations. In this competitive environment, DNSNet representatives claim that a tariff switch from DNSNet to Telekom could be done seamlessly after 2 years. Deutsche Telekom, however, strongly refuted this, arguing in an unusual press release on the 9th of July that such statements were false and intended to mislead customers, thereby potentially provoking a switch from Telekom to DNSNet. The Berlin Regional Court subsequently ruled in favor of DNSNet, determining that Telekom's assertions were anti-competitive and lacked sufficient proof, thereby emphasizing the necessity for transparent and accurate information in order to maintain fair market conditions and preserve consumer trust.
In competitor news, the article titled Drillisch im Fieberwahn, Sinnlose Preisangabe bei Smartmobile, published by Telterif.de, discusses a pricing display discrepancy observed on the Smartmobile website, a brand under Drillisch. The article explains that while the standard practice in the mobile tariff market involves monthly billing for contract tariffs, prepaid plans are billed on a 4-week cycle and yearly tariffs every 365 days, Smartmobile now shows pricing information that suggests a 4-week charging period even for postpaid contract tariffs. This alteration stands in contrast to established customer expectations, as the website still includes explanations and product information that refer to the traditional monthly billing cycle, thereby creating confusion. A Drillisch spokesperson clarified that the additional reference to a 4-week period is intended solely to help customers contextualize the service period, emphasizing that it has no impact on the contractual or billing fundamentals, which remain monthly. Despite this explanation, the presentation has raised questions about transparency and clarity in pricing, leading to concerns that consumer protection authorities may need to review whether the disclosed information fully complies with the pricing regulations.
The publication Telterif.de reports on a significant regulatory development concerning the new cell broadcast feature introduced in Germany. In response to the devastating Ahrtal disaster, German authorities have integrated an all-clear message into the cell broadcast system, a function that had been missing in previous warning protocols. The article explains that this development, technically trialed in cooperation with major mobile network operators including Telecom, Vodafone, O2 Telefonica, and 1&1, has been implemented by the Federal Office for Civil Protection and Disaster Assistance, BBK. The BBK describes this new all-clear function as a crucial milestone that makes the cell broadcast system even more reliable and helps guide citizens during crises by completing the warning cycle with clear information on when a hazard has ended. The report further details that while both warnings and all-clear messages are transmitted via the same channels, the all-clear is issued silently on the lowest warning level to reduce noise, allowing for a clear yet understated communication of safety. Additionally, the BBK emphasizes the importance of aligning the functionality with modern signaling requirements. Even though the additional warning clearance is not mandated by existing technical regulations or the European Public Warning System. Overall, the article from telterif.de underscores that this enhancement marks a strategic effort by German authorities to expand and refine public alert systems and highlights the ongoing collaboration with key mobile network providers like O2 Telefonica to ensure the safety and protection of the general public.
The focus.de article reports on a troubling incident involving a British customer, Neural Basher, who experienced unexpectedly massive roaming charges after a family vacation in the United States of America. The article explains that Basher had taken careful precautions by purchasing an eSIM through the online portal Aerilo, aiming to avoid high roaming fees, yet the eSIM malfunctioned by using only 0.05% of the purchased data across the entire trip. Consequently, his phone provider, O2, issued an enormous initial bill of approximately 82,000 euros, followed by another five-digit charge, which left the family in disbelief. After a prolonged dispute, O2 decided to waive all the charges, acknowledging that Basher had acted in good faith and that the issue stemmed from a malfunction of a third-party provided eSIM, a decision conveyed as a gesture of goodwill. The article also provides an overview of eSIM technology, emphasizing its benefits such as remote reprogramming and space-saving features, and highlights the challenges of ensuring flawless operation across international networks, as reported by Focus.de.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.